You are listening to Visit Longford, Ireland's hidden gem, the interview podcast series with tourism providers in County Longford. Longford has a thriving theatre, the Backstage Theatre and Centre for the Arts. On a recent visit, Janice Gibney explained to Trevor Winkworth more about the theatre and how it developed from its early days in the gem of Slasher's GAA Club and with whom it is still closely linked to being the thriving art centre it is now.
Backstage Theatre and Centre for the Arts, that's a very broad compass, Janice. Explain a little bit more to us.
It is indeed, it covers a lot, doesn't it really? Which sums up really what we do. I mean, you've seen yourself here today, it's a very busy, we're always so busy. We kind of pride ourselves on the quality of the programme that we bring to the region. So be it the Abbey Theatre, Druid Theatre, last night we had Decadent Theatre. It's the best of the best, really, and we have a fantastic reputation within the theatre industry. So that people from Longford are getting, and the broader section, tourists to the region and everything, they're getting to see these really high quality shows right on their doorstep. And as well as that, we really focus a lot on supporting artists, or supporting the community by putting on our community productions, and also supporting artists, so giving artists the space to develop and create work. That's a really important, it has always been kind of one of our key focuses, and I think no more than ever during lockdown it really brought our focus to supporting these artists who were, I mean, the rug was pulled from under them really in terms of their ability to do what they do best. So we really focused on giving them that space to create and to dream. So yeah, it's a lot.
It is a broad scope. Mm. Just maybe for a person, you know, somebody who's in the podcast who doesn't know much about you, maybe go section it out, if I want, for want of a better word. So you obviously have a stay, you have a theatre, and people come to see various acts, yes. But then you have a lot more. So maybe explain it bit by bit, if you could.
Okay, yes. So we are a beautiful 212-seater venue in the heart of Longford. We are rumoured for having the most comfortable seats in the country, I will say. So every week you will find different things available, be it dance, comedy, music, theatre. There's a broad spectrum, and there always is a broad spectrum of shows to choose from. We do shows for kids to come see, shows for schools to come see, shows that schools are performing in or kids are performing in. There's a very much a broad spectrum. We are also really focused on the community. So we have a studio space, and that is for putting on workshops and rehearsals and also putting on performances. That was built in 2010, and when that studio space allowed us the opportunity to focus on producing shows. Up to 2010, we very much were a venue that showcased touring artists, and now we are in a position to produce work. It just really opens up our scope. It allows us, we have done projects with gentlemen from the Direct Provision Centre, with people from with additional needs. We've done a project with the youth group. We're now into 2022. We will be just launching. We've just launched it, a project where we're connecting local drama groups from across Longford with a professional director. So it's really giving people not only the opportunity to come. Like see the arts, it's given them the opportunity to be involved in the arts and to get that enrichment that the arts can give people, because it really can be life changing. So we're really proud to be in a position to do that.
And you told me you've artists in residence, which must be unusual.
Do you know what? It just brings such electricity to the building. You see yourself. There's every room. There's people creating. Musicians recording in one studio, there's dancers in another. It's during the day, it just brings the theatre to life. We're used to the theatre being alive at night when the lights go on, but these residencies give us us the opportunity to bring life into the theatre during the day as well, and give these artists not only financial support, but the space and the all the other supports that they need to go with it.
And obviously somebody pays for all this.
They do indeed. We're really privileged to be in the in receipt of funding from the Arts Council. Also, the Longford County Council are very supportive, along with Creative Ireland. There's other bodies as well that all... There's a lot of cogs in the wheel to make these things work. And we're thrilled to be able to funnel this through to the artists and for the audiences to be able to benefit from it as well.
And it's an unusual setting because you've a nice big car park and you've a Gaelic club.
We do indeed.
Which is unusual.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
how did that all come apart about?
Well, Longford Slashers, where it started was the local GAA club, Longford Slashers, the theatre group back. So we were built in 95, and Backstage Theatre Group used to put on their plays in the dance hall in the GAA club. So every Friday night, the wood would go up on the barrels and they'd put on the performance, and then all the stage would have to come down for the disco on a Friday night, and then it'd have to go back up again for the Saturday night performance. And then I think it was Martin from Slashers and one of the members were saying, wouldn't it be fantastic if we had a room to put these plays on instead of having to faff around with the stage up and down. And that's basically, Backstage Theatre became that room. So we really, like, between the GA club and Backstage Theatre Group and the local community, they strove and they fundraised and through the help of the Arts Council built this theatre. So it really is a theatre by the people, for the people, you know.
But it's unique. You're, as I said, you're next door and attached to the Gaelic club.
That's it.
But that's a great story about community.
Oh, absolutely. And that's a real, really is our focus. Like, during closure, it was very difficult not to be seeing those familiar faces. Like, because we are a relatively small venue, we really know our audiences really well. Just to not see those familiar faces coming through the door, slightly heartbreaking, but we went to focus more on supporting artists and also delivering shows online. So it was great. And then we did an awful lot of projects, like Through the Window, a beautiful project with Maisie Lee and Fionnuala Gyjax. They were the artists who we got to kind of mentor this. So we basically connected artists, theatre makers, with local residents in nursing homes. And they kind of met with them, be it via Zoom, phone calls, or in person, to create their story. And they made a piece of art out of their life story, really. And these beautiful videos between Seamus O'Rourke and Ruth Smith, Claire Monnelly, these artists created these stunning videos. And we're really, really proud of that. It was a beautiful way to connect with the community at a time when people couldn't connect.
Now, hopefully we're in better times.
Yes,
hopefully.
Absolutely.
For somebody listening to this who says, how do I contact, how do I get in touch, how do I get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Well, we're really active on social media, so on Facebook, on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. You'll find us at Backstage Theatre or Backstage Theatre Longford. Also, our website is backstage.ie, and we are always love to chat to people on 043-334-7888. Yeah, we're really excited. Our programme is being updated. Every week there's new things being added. And as I say, a really broad range of activities, from dance, shows for kids, theatre, music, you name it, we've got it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Visit Longford, Ireland's Hidden Gem podcast, brought to you by Longford Tourism, recorded by In Hand Guides.